So, hi, Alison. Hi.
Hi.
So, tell me about your impressions of how yoga and Pilates and body work can help women, especially midlife women.
For me, my story is that about 10 years ago, I developed a prolapse, which I had surgery on a year or two later. And I realized afterwards that I'd probably been doing some fairly serious damage by running, trampolining with the kids, those sorts of things. And I started researching online and finding out a bit more and going, I went to some physio sessions and realized that yes, I probably had been doing a lot of things that I shouldn't have been doing, given that I'd had assisted births, forceps, and things, and that there was a lot I could do to help myself going forward and prevent any recurrences, but that I did need to change, and perhaps the trampolining really did have to go, but I still needed to exercise safely and keep fit. And you know, the first few months I obviously had to recover after I had my surgery and things, but I went back to my Pilates class that I'd been going to for years and explained to the instructor, and she was great and helped me modify the exercises. She was a woman about the same age as me. And then my job changed and I couldn't go to those classes anymore. And I just sort of let everything slide a bit for a few years again and really didn't exercise at all because I was afraid of damaging myself. And I found your class, Linda, and I just read about a sort of workshop that you were having, and I thought that sounds like what I need. So I went along to that and then started coming to the classes regularly, and that must have been 4 or 5 years ago now, I suppose. So we've been yogering together through COVID and pandemics and Zoom and real life, and I've learned a great deal along the way, partly from you, partly from other reading around it, and partly because I'm getting the confidence to talk to other women more now as well. So yes, now I feel a lot more confident to exercise. So if I go to the gym, say, I can incorporate the things I've learned in yoga about engaging the pelvic floor before I lift a weight, or breathing correctly and things like that, and incorporate similar things into everyday life. So lifting heavy things at home, which I really had stopped doing in case I damaged myself, but now I feel more stronger and confident to do those things correctly and really get more life back again, because it can be very limiting. You can just start feeling old and
And yet there's
so
so much for life to live, isn't there? And yeah,
there
that's
is, and I didn't want to live without exercise. So
And it's just knowing what you can do, and then, like you said, getting the confidence back to then start reincorporating other exercises and building from good solid foundations. And it's been amazing to see your journey and you getting more and more confidence with how you move and how you hold yourself, and then also just being able to share that with other people in classes and things, being able to confidently demonstrate. And it's been really marvelous to see that. So what message would you give to other women who are at that stage where maybe, first years of perimenopause, maybe starting to have changes in the pelvic area, not knowing what they can and can't do, maybe like you are starting to just stop everything for fear that they might damage themselves and inadvertently then starting to, feel worse. What would your message be?
I think talk to other women, perhaps other women the same age as you. If you are looking for a class, we might not all find pelvic floor specific classes, although obviously with online offerings like yours now, that's the place to go. But if you do go to any other class or anything, maybe look for female instructors of a certain age, and then you can perhaps talk to them, and you might be surprised. I have been at other classes. You know, they go, yeah, I know exactly what you mean. I've had children, and we can do this safely. And once you start talking to people, you'd be surprised, a bit sad really, about how many other people this affects. But people are gradually becoming more open to talking about this sort of thing. And even if you don't want to say specifically, like at work, we have to do some heavy lifting, and I've always made clear that I can't do that and I've got medical reasons, and I don't, you know, the men don't really know the details, but I'm not afraid to say I can't do that. But it's just part of me, part of the package now. And talking to people, and online as well, there are groups on Facebook, other forums and things where there is information. If you're going to the GP, if you've got concerns, maybe look for the one on your practice that lists women's health as their speciality. They might be more likely to refer you to the right people and things, or take you seriously when you want to talk about HRT. And again, there's masses of information about HRT online now that even 2 or 3 years ago wasn't there.
It's just knowing that, you know, 100% of women will go through menopause, and 80% or so, around about 80%, will experience some form of symptoms. So some women don't, but most women will be affected by symptoms. And whether you've had children or not, unfortunately, especially if you have had vaginal births, and especially if you have had any kind of intervention like a forcep delivery or like an episiotomy or like a extended pushing phase, you are much more likely to end up with pelvic floor issues in midlife as we start to lose our estrogen. But the crazy thing is, it's so common. It's so ridiculously common. And yet, like you said, it's only been very recently that people are willing to go, actually, you know, the star jumps and the HIIT class don't suit me either. And, or, you know, saying to their instructor, can you give me something alternative to do? And most instructors now having the knowledge to be able to give alternative instruction. And you know, talking to friends and stuff, because probably up until quite recently, you didn't want to kind of admit that there was something wrong with you in case you were the only one. And now we're like, no, you're not the only one. Everybody,
it's like, it's incredibly common.
And the more we can talk about it.
Talk to your friends, because they might be going through this in silence and not having anyone to talk to.
Yes. And that's devastating, isn't it? Because once you start pushing things down, then the whole shame thing comes into it, and that's actually really quite almost dangerous. And so just by being able to embrace all of the bits and pieces and all of the glory, and you know, actually focusing on the extraordinary things our female bodies have done for us and will continue to do, but acknowledging that they do need TLC, which is different from the TLC that a masculine body might need, and that's okay. In fact, it's more than okay. In fact, it's actually something to embrace, and which you have done. I got to say, you've done incredibly. I'm saying incredibly well, but hats off to you, because you, like you say, you research. You're pretty diligent with chipping away, just doing bits. You know, all the time, just doing little bits, and
it's getting into that way of thinking, so that you're incorporating pelvic floor safe and strengthening practices into your everyday life. So when you're doing the housework, the shopping, whatever, or exercise classes, anything like that, that you're doing it in a conscious way to try and improve and strengthen your own specific needs around your pelvic core health, and not to go out, you know, not to think you need the big six pack hardcore boot camp type exercise to be fit and strong. That isn't necessarily right. It's probably based on a male model, and it's okay to say, I'm a woman, I have these specific needs, and I need it to be different, and maybe go to AquaFit instead of HIIT class, or yoga instead of boot camp or something.
And like different ways. Something that you enjoy as well, something that's Yeah, that you will stick to. And it doesn't even need to be a thing. You can just do literally 2 or 3 minutes every morning, or while the kids are having their breakfast, get out, roll out your mat and do 5 minutes. Just follow along with, you know, videos you get on YouTube or stuff that I provide. It doesn't need to be much. And once you get a bit more body confident, you'll do that stuff without having to follow anybody else. You'll know how to do your stretches when you've, you know, been to the loo, do a couple of extra squats. When you're brushing your teeth, do some stretches. If you feel like your shoulders impinging, knowing how to release it, just knowing how to keep your body relatively balanced. And we all tilt off, don't we? It's just a matter of being able to do the right things to bring us pretty much back, and then we'll tilt the other way and we just need to do some tweaking things. But without it being a punishment, without it being a
Yes, it needs to be something, you know, most women in midlife do have busy lives, and it needs to be something that works with you and not feels like an extra chore. So just building in little tiny bits throughout the day is probably better than sort of spending half of Sunday at the gym or something. I mean, both are good, but in different ways. But the everyday stuff is really what builds the habits for life. So, you might go and hit the gym hard, but then after 3 months you drop out, you've burnt out. Whereas your little habits about picking up the laundry correctly and those things will hopefully just stay because they become easy.
Yes. Oh, that's honestly music to my ears when you just say things like picking up the laundry well, putting in those just little habits. Because that honestly is what it's all about. It's how we move in day-to-day life that does make all the difference. And you know, connecting in with other women, I think that's just such an important point to make. Just making that connection, being honest, being open. You'll always feel better when you feel like you are, you know, one of many as opposed to isolated.
Yes, cultivate your female friendships and relationships is a good bit of advice for all of us, I think.
So important. Oh, listen, it's always just so wonderful to see you and to chat. Thanks so much for joining me.
You're welcome.
Nice to see you. Take care.
Thanks.